Blog Talk Radio.
Morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, March 26, 2012. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you from Anaheim, California. Today's show is being brought to you by abookin90days.com, a customized coaching program for heart-based coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers who want to write a book to attract more clients and increase profits. You can get your copy of the 7-step roadmap to publishing success, how to write a nonfiction book in 90 days, over at abookin90days.com. And by the way, it's an instant download, so as soon as you process your payment, you'll be able to get a hold of that product. In a moment, we will begin today's episode, Spice Up Your Business, Discover Your Secret Sauce, with my guest, Taya Silvestre, marketing coach, also known as the Word Chef. But first, I'd like to welcome all of you, my listeners, whether you're listening live on the phone, maybe you're over there on the website. I can see a number of you in the chat room. Some of you are listening to the show from our archives. In any case, I'm honored that you made space in your schedule to join us. Now, if you enjoy the show, don't keep it a secret. Tell others about it who can benefit. Thanks to modern technology, it's very easy to do that. On my show page at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown, right under my photo, you will see several ways to keep up with the show. One of the easiest is just to click that follow button, and you will get an announcement and a reminder in your email of each episode. Now, on this show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create lasting happiness in all areas of your life. In order to get at that goal, each week I interview guests from many fields, such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change in adversity, parenting, wealth creation, career, business, you name it, all of those things which contribute to our lasting happiness. Today's episode is Spice Up Your Business, Discover Your Secret Sauce, with my guest, Taya Silvestre, writer, foodie, marketing coach. She is best known as the Word Chef. Taya helps solopreneurs find and share their secret sauce with the world. Now, her professional background spans more than 20 years in various industries. She's been in everything from healthcare to government, but she has always focused on marketing, business operations, and helping people realize their potential, and we're very grateful for that, too. She's also the founder of the Tastiest Small Biz Brand Awards and the author of Be a Chef, an Entrepreneur's Manifesto. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show today Taya Silvestre. Hi, Taya.
Hey, Flora, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for making time. I know you're busy, ladies, to come on and share with us some.
Anytime. I love this kind of stuff. If this is what I had to do all day, I'd be a happy camper.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you enjoyed it because we have a number of people in the chat room. A lot of people responded to the invitation that went out. So let's get started because I know everybody was drawn by that phrase, secret sauce. So explain what it means for a business to discover its secret sauce and then what do you mean by secret sauce and can everyone really create one?
Sure, yes. I think that everybody who's in business has probably heard that they need to find their niche, that they need to specialize, that they need to have a unique sales proposition or selling proposition. Sometimes we call that the USP. Mm-hmm. And, you know, over the many years that I have worked with the very small business folks, you know, they have a really hard time sometimes figuring out how to differentiate themselves from their competitors, right? If there's, you know, 20 different massage therapists in town, how do you say, you know, how do you tell people what you do in a way that lets them know that you're different, mm-hmm. so that you stand out? And that is really, that's been the crux of the whole, you know, how helping people figure that out. That's where I came up with that tagline of find and share your secret sauce, because I really believe that, yes, everybody has a secret sauce. We're all unique. And typically, when you're looking at, especially the solopreneurs, you know, you are your business. Mm-hmm. Even if you're selling a product, your personality and your vision and your passion is what is going to differentiate you from the competitors, because that's something that they can't take away or copy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's where we're looking at, you know, kind of figuring out what that is, what goes into that.
Okay. And as you're pointing out that this is important for solopreneurs, but I bet that many large corporations that have succeeded have someone who's the face of their business many times as well, even though it's, you know, it gets harder when it's a big corporation. But some of them have a person we can think of who has a certain personality, who's kind of the face of that business.
Oh, sure. And, you know, they all started out small.
Right? Sure.
I mean, you don't come into the world as a multi-million-dollar corporation.
Not as a rule.
You start somewhere.
You start in your garage. Who doesn't? Who has it?
Right. Exactly. So,
so you're saying everybody can create a secret sauce. It's a matter of finding that that personality, that thing that's different about you.
Yes. Something that's different about you, and something that really is going to keep you happy. And your show is all about, you know, finding a life that serves you and makes you happy. And that is what we hope our businesses will do. I mean, we don't start these businesses so we can go crazy. We're doing it because we want to be happy.
That's true. And our businesses are part of our lives. We can't separate and say that's business over here, this is personal. It kind of has to work together and blend together. So this is very important for a business. Now, what's the consequence of a business that does not take time, or a service that doesn't take time to do this unique branding, to find their secret sauce? What's going to be the result?
Well, there would be a lot of consequences, and namely, the challenge of marketing your business. It's going to be a lot harder to do your marketing when you don't have a message, when you don't have that thing that is going to set you apart from everybody else. You know, your branding is more than just your logo, and it's more than just the name of your business. It's the story that you tell about your business, about your products and services, and how you fit into the world, and how you help other people. So you have to figure that out, or your marketing is just going to be all over the place.
You just made me realize, Taya, that so many new business people jump in at the wrong end of the business. They jump in and they get the logo, they get business cards and all of that stuff, get the shingle hung out there, but they haven't thought about this whole differentiation piece. And so now you have one more yogurt shop or one more massage therapist or one more that's indistinguishable.
Exactly. And it's amazing to me. I mean, how many clients I work with who've already done that, and they come to me for help. And I say, okay, now are you going to be open to maybe changing the name of your business or redesigning your logo?
Oh.
No, I don't want to do that. You know, it's like, well, you kind of needed to think this stuff through before you spent all of that money on graphic design.
Mm.
It's unfortunate, but it happens a lot more than you would think.
I would think it happens the majority of the time, because I've been involved with businesses, too, for a long time. And this is sort of the thing they back up into. It's not the first thing. And as you say, once you decide on your brand, you've got to be willing to change the name, change for sure the logo, the look. All of that's going to change, but it's for the better. It's for a good thing. Now, how did you come up with your, I know you have a 9-step process for helping people get at this secret sauce. So how did you come up with that?
Well, I mean, like any good business person who has figured out what their process is for helping their clients, I took a look at the things that I did every single time with a client when they were coming to me for help with that particular issue. And I wrote it all down, and you know, I sat with it for a little while and thought about, okay, sometimes a client won't need all of those different 9 steps, but usually they need a little bit of each. Mm-hmm. And those were really the fundamental steps that I feel everyone needs to take and that I would use as questioning, you know, when we're trying to get at the heart of what makes you different and what makes you unique. Really, you're going through a process of answering questions mm-hmm. and digging for gold. So that's how I came up with it. And anybody can come up with their own unique proprietary process or program. I like to call it your signature dish. Mm-hmm. If you sit down and think about, you know, the ways that you work with your customers, it doesn't matter if this is a product or a service, but mm-hmm. this definitely is more helpful for people who are service providers because they tend to have more problems with the unique, you know, secret sauce thing. So if they would sit down and just, you know, write down all the steps that they usually go through mm-hmm. in terms of helping a client get to the desired end result, mm-hmm. they could fit, you know, tweak that over time to become a proprietary process. It could be a 7-step process. It could be a 10-step process. But, mm-hmm. you know, everybody has a way of working with their clients because over time you try different things and you see what works. Hmm. And you do more of what works and less of what doesn't work. So.
So you have to keep track of those things. Can you list the 9 steps quickly without elaborating on them, because later I want you to elaborate on the first one for sure. But what are the things that people will go through in your process?
Well, the first most important step is the self-inventory, right? Okay. This is where you are going to use every possible exercise or activity to uncover what are the pieces of you, what makes you unique. Mm-hmm. So you're going to look at all of your different passions, things like, you know, what kind of movies and books you're drawn to, mm-hmm. What you would do if you didn't have to worry about money, you know, and, you know, we get past the I would travel the world thing because everybody's answer is that mm-hmm. initially. Everybody wants to go on vacation for at least 2 to 5 years. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, what would you do with your time, you know, mm-hmm. if you didn't have to worry about money? And I typically have, you know, in my back pocket somewhere around 15 to 20 different exercises that I help clients, you know, that I
wow.
give to clients to help them use that. And
okay.
that I do have that as a free download on my website if anybody wants to access the self-inventory.
That's a good time to tell us how to get to your website, how people can get in touch with you. Tell us that now while we're
sure.
on that
it's
topic.
Really simple. It's thewordchef.com. And it right on the front page, there's a little blurb that says PB&J equals yummy profits
mm-hmm.
To sign up for the newsletter. That will get you the free workbook. And if you're on any other page, you'll see it on the sidebar.
Okay, okay. Well, that's cool.
So yeah.
The word chef, chef spelled C-H-E-F, everyone, .com,
yes.
We'll get you there. So after you finish the self-inventory, then you have 8 additional exercises that people will go through in your book to get at eventually. I think of it as gathering all the ingredients to
yep.
have your brand kind of emerges from looking
it does.
At all this. Yeah.
And if you think about it in terms of, you know, I think most of us have watched like CSI or one of the favorite ones I like to watch is Bones.
Yes, I love Bones.
any sort of detective type TV show, you're going to see these folks, you know, put all kinds of stuff up on the wall
mm-hmm.
and use yarn and, you know, they're making all the connections between this element and that element. And this is really a detective process as well. You're going to be finding all the different ingredients, and then once you've got them, looking to see where they overlap, where they intersect, you know, and not just between, you know, your passions, but also mm-hmm. your ideal customer's passions. Mm-hmm. So you're going to do the self-inventory, and then you're going to do a similar process for your ideal customer mm-hmm. and see where the overlap is.
Now, speaking of ideal customer, if someone is just getting started in business and perhaps has no customers or has very few, how do they get at figuring out that ideal client?
That is an awesome question. So typically, I like to tell people, we all love to do business with people that we like. We don't really want to do business with people we don't like, mm-hmm. right? So make a list of all the characteristics of maybe your best friend or a colleague or somebody that you have worked with in the past in terms of, you know, you've got to have had at least one or two experiences where even if you weren't the business owner, mm-hmm. you worked with customers and clients that mm-hmm. you enjoyed. So you need to capture some of that. And then you have to think in terms of your product or service. So depending on what you offer, so let's say that your service is you have a coaching program for?
Yes, right.
Okay.
Or aspiring
so
authors.
Your,
yeah.
So let's say
coaches.
Your service is a coaching program for new authors, right?
Right?
And you're trying to figure out, well, who would be the ideal customer here? Well, obviously it's new authors, but it's mm-hmm. got to be beyond that. It's got to be a particular subset of mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. And we want to understand what is their biggest problem mm-hmm. in relation to publishing their book. Now, some authors are going to have one particular set of problems and other authors are going to have other particular sets of problems, but mm-hmm. you are uniquely set up to help with at least one of those.
Okay.
And you want to pick the one that has the biggest basket, so to speak. So, you know, we could say that your subset is coaches mm-hmm. who want to publish a book, mm-hmm. right? And their particular biggest problem is that they're not writers, mm-hmm. and they really have no clue. They know they need a book, but they don't know where to start. Mm-hmm. And they're just overwhelmed with all of that. I mean, the good thing about the internet is you can find the answer to any question that
yes,
you
right.
want, but you're going to find 20 million answers
right.
to that
That's
same
right.
question. So,
exactly.
you know, you can easily get overwhelmed with all of the great information that's on the internet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's definitely an educational process that needs to happen mm-hmm. where your customers are concerned. So you're going to look at that, and you're going to put all of this up on the wall somehow. So whether you're using a whiteboard or a bulletin board, or if you're just keeping it all on your computer, maybe mm-hmm. you have a nice big computer screen, mm-hmm. You want to kind of start identifying keywords, right? Mm-hmm. So
yes.
you can let your subconscious mind help you solve the equation of where do all of these things intersect? And what, you know, what's most important is what brings you joy in
okay.
all of this. Because we're all really good at a lot of things, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we should be doing them. Because I know there's a lot of things I'm good at that I don't want to do all day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure that that's the same for everybody. So mm-hmm. you have to make sure that whatever you're focusing on is something that you really love to do. And something that you are not necessarily going to get bored with in the next 5 years. Mm. I like to think of this in a five-year
okay.
cycle.
Okay.
Because we all change and grow and move on.
Yes, we do. Well, so the first step then and the ninth step is the self-inventory. And then what's the second step?
So the second step is getting inside your ideal customer's head.
Oh, so that's
head
the
and
ideal
the
client is the second step. Okay.
Yes.
And then what would
and,
be
then you're going to start to write the story. Mm. And if you think about all marketing is really storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm an English major from way back, I tend to really love the whole idea of literature and story and understanding, you know, there's the three acts perhaps in a story or the four acts, and then there's also the hero's journey. So there's all these different kind of outlines for how you put a good story together. And that's what you want to do with your own marketing. So you're going to look at who are the heroes, and you are hopefully one of the heroes of your story because you have a journey that you have taken on in order to get where you are. You've done the hero's quest, you've learned something, and you're bringing it back now to share with the world. And that's really what the hero's quest is about. If we look at also, you know, who are the villains that you're fighting against? You know, and you can have fun with this. In my own business, I have identified probably a dozen different villains that, you know, come at the small business person and keep them from doing really good marketing. One of the ones that I just wrote about recently was the robot, the evil robot, which is really, you know, the tendency of people to want to automate everything and how that will kill your business if you let the robots take over. So you want to think in terms of characters, like, you know, who are the heroes, who are the villains, what is the struggle for, you know? And that's really where your mission and vision and values come in. So you have to get clear on that. You have to understand what your perfect world vision is of in relation to whatever you're selling. And then how does your business fit into that big vision? Because a big vision is usually way beyond what you personally can, you know,
do in a lifetime.
Do all by yourself.
I like this. So, and I want to emphasize something about what you're saying about the story, because I can imagine some listeners are now thinking, oh, wait a minute, I'm not a literature major, I'm not a writer, I can't do this storytelling. But you're not talking about a story that's going to be published anywhere. You're talking about an exercise that helps you pull out your story that your business conveys. So great writing skill is not required for this, correct?
Right. I'm not asking people to write a book. I just want them to kind of identify some of the key pieces so that when they get ready to write their About Me page or About Us page for their website, they have a really solid grasp on who they're writing to and what's important to them. And, you know, have some fun with it, because if it's not fun, don't do it.
That's right. That's right. Did I got lost, I think. I got step three with storytelling, and then you want to go through the other steps really quick, just identify them?
I wonder. I was just thinking, I wonder if I have skipped, so let me, because I don't. Sometimes I get so excited that I will go right past.
I
so
know.
Let me pull
well,
up my
me,
notes,
while you're looking,
too.
Let me elaborate. Let me say something about this, the first step, because
yes.
Now that I've done it, the self-inventory, that is one of the most important things we can do in general. Even if we were not in business. But, of course, we're business people, and it's even more critical, because I don't know at which point. I have quite a bit of education and quite a few degrees. I don't remember at which point in my life I ever was asked to pull together all of the kinds of information that you have us pull together in that first step. You know, I've done some of those things, like the Myers-Briggs or whatever, but I haven't pulled all these different results together and taken a look at all of them together. The timeline was interesting. So
right.
I think this is something that is a unique opportunity for business owners, because I don't know at any other point in our lives where we're asked to do this.
So well, it is definitely, you know, something that I believe every person should do, is that self-reflection. And just so that you're living the life you want to live, you know, I mean, if you've never looked at what really gets your motor running? you know,
yes.
then you might just be floating along day to day without any kind of direction, without, you know, any kind of passion or so many people do that, and it's so sad.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think that it's important to do this at least every 10 years because we do grow and change.
Mm-hmm,
so, okay, so back to my 9 steps, and we covered some of these already. We mm-hmm. we do the self-inventory. We do the ideal customer inventory.
Mm-hmm.
We look at the archetypes. So you need to find out, you know, who is going to be the archetype for you and for your customer.
Okay.
And if you're familiar with the Jungian archetypes, that would be a great place to start, but it's not the only list, you know,
okay.
in terms of, like, my archetype is the chef.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you can pick pretty much anything that the general public can look at and relate to as it's a shortcut for
mm-hmm.
a particular message. And
mm-hmm.
it could be a fairy tale character. It could be a superhero from a comic book. It could be a real life person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's an actor who you just think the world of, or any kind of person that a great number of people would be able to go, oh, yeah, I get who that is and what they stand for.
Okay.
So you want to find those. Then you're going to look for the patterns, like we talked about,
mm-hmm.
Putting it all together, trying to find where things overlap and intersect. Then step 5 is you start to write the backstory, putting all of that together. And then in the 6th step, you begin to flesh out that story with additional metaphors, with additional symbols and images that are going to help tell that story a little bit more. So when I started putting mine together, I was thinking about, excuse me, you know, the word chef and what that meant,
mm-hmm.
right? There was kind of a double play for me on the word because obviously I'm a writer. I'm talking about communication here. It's all about words.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also a huge fan of WordPress as a medium for
mm-hmm.
putting together your website. And so that's
mm-hmm.
part of what I utilize. But in my additional symbols and images, there are things like, you know, what kind of mascot could you have
mm-hmm.
For your business? It might, maybe it's a talisman. It's something that represents you. It just depends on whether or not you're selling a product or a service,
mm-hmm.
and whether or not you are going to be more upfront in your business or take a minor role
mm-hmm.
and be more in the backseat.
Yeah.
So you start to look at some of that. And I knew that I love food.
Mm.
So food and cooking, those are my metaphors
mm-hmm.
for when I'm talking about marketing, right?
Wow.
Putting together your secret sauce,
mm-hmm.
that's a metaphor. Putting together a signature dish. So these are things that people get, even though they're not maybe business people.
Yes.
They understand what some of that means.
Yes.
So that's a fun part to do, too. And that's when you start to think about what your logo should look like. That's that's the place to do that.
Start thinking about the logo.
Yes. So thinking about your logo, thinking about your other identity pieces, your colors, your tagline, all of that.
Okay.
Before you go to seven,
we're going to run out of time in a minute. We have about a minute left. Where do most people get stuck in this whole process? Because these are some wonderful exercises that will help us. But where do most people get stuck?
You know, I think that people tend to, I don't want to be mean, but I think people get lazy. And they don't want to do the work.
Mm.
They don't want to sit with it long enough to figure it out. And so other things come along, you know, in our lives and, oh, I have to put this fire out or I have to work on that part of my business. And then the branding doesn't ever get figured out.
Mm-hmm.
And I see people usually when I start asking these questions with the self-inventory and figuring out their ideal customer, mm-hmm. if they don't sit with it and take the time to answer the questions, that's where they get stuck.
And we're going to run out of time, so I want to quickly urge people to run over to thewordchef.com because you'll be able to download the 9 steps, the self-inventory, and get access to all of this information that we've just been sharing. I want to thank you so much, Taya, for taking time to come on the show. This has been wonderful. I certainly wish that right along with getting your business license and the application process, the city handed them your 9 steps, each business person.
So now, if I could talk them into doing that, I would be.
Now, wouldn't that be great? That's another idea.
Good idea, Flora.
Thank you. I want to invite all of you to join me again next Monday, April 2nd, 2012, at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're going to be celebrating the start of my 4th year on the air, and it promises to be another informative and exciting show. I want to remind you the show today was brought to you by abookin90days.com, a customized coaching program for hard-based coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers who want to write a book to attract more clients and increase profits. I'm going to urge you to have a blessed week. This is Flora Brown saying, color your life happy.
Thanks, Flora.
Thanks, Taya.